Welcome back, everyone, to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm Donovan Beery, reporting live from day three of How Design Live. I've actually snuck up here right behind the Draplin pop-up booth. This is going to be like the biggest event of the entire conference, I imagine. I had to get in here early because once people come, this is going to be swarmed. Aaron Draplin here is Draplin.com. He's got more merch on a table than I've seen I knew this guy was a merch machine, but this is a little bit incredible. I'll see if I can grab him here. He's even got orange shoes matching. What color Pantone are those shoes? Do they match up? Did you have them custom made?
It's an orange 21, you know, specific. You know, they made orange and turquoise a couple years ago, and the shit didn't sell. And when it finally went on sale, I bought a mountain of them, you know, just for survival. So, you know, things are good.
I love that you know, you're not even speaking here, but I love that you got a pop-up booth coming. These are like the hot thing, but also that if anyone's going to do it, it's you. How many stickers and how many different pieces, like SKUs, I don't know what the term is, do you even have at this event, or have you even counted to figure it out? 100.
Well, you know, we have a van full of shit, and we're out here touring the book and enjoying ourselves and being wild and going for it, and this all packs in, condenses into the van, and we're going for it. So
is the van orange, too?
Yeah, it's parked just... You might even be able to get to it through those doors, possibly, but yeah, we're just right out here in the street. Quadruple parked. The van is orange 21. Factory, paint job. We're going for it. So we're out here. This is number 38 of 42 shows. We have Milwaukee tonight and then Chicago on Saturday. And then we've got some shit in Eau Claire on the way out west. And then we've got Jackson Hole in Missoula. And then we'll be home next Friday.
Why don't you just start a band? I mean, you've got everything but the music. Everything but the music.
Bands don't make any money, all right? We're out here to make a profit, all right?
All right, and you're doing good. Hey, what's your favorite thing that you've got here on the table? What do you love the most? Like, what was the passion project?
Probably the book, but you won't see it on the table because we sold the thing out, which was all according to plan. But we've got the slipcase. Those are made in Wisconsin. Those are cool. But, you know, the idea that we're out here, we got to make this book. That wasn't supposed to happen. And then we're out here to help. To sell it, and we did it, and we are out of books officially. But there's another run; it's going into its fourth printing now, so we're just coming up on a year.
One year, four printings.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought books were dead.
I don't know about that. I mean, maybe they are, but you know, maybe some 1001 ways to, you know, scrapbooking tips or some shit. Maybe that stuff's dead. But we made a book, and it sounded, it was an affordable price, $40 at MoMA all the way down to wherever, or $25 on Amazon, which was incredible to me, and. It's moving, so it's cool. It's a fun book. I'm a little biased, but it's a fun book. You know, I'm trying.
All right. Well, I love the merch. I got to get down here because there's going to be a line. You're going to be swamped, and with good reason. This stuff always looks good, man. Keep up the good work.
That was a quick couple minutes. Nice to see you. Cool shirt. How's your family? How are you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing okay.
I've seen your name in the news, you know, and I hope you're.
Oh,
right.
I hope not those news articles.
I hope you're all right. But anyway, that's off the record. Anyway, nice to see you.
All right. Thanks, man. We're over here at the Wheels for Water booth with Justin Aarons and David Carson's swinging by. David, how you doing?
Good, good. Just got in.
Now you're speaking at the conference, the How Conference this year?
Yep, I'll be the last speaker, actually.
Oh, you're closing it down.
Yeah, that's a tough position, actually, because not only do you follow so many great speakers, but it's the last day, the last speaker. People are leaving. People have got to catch planes and stuff. So it's kind of a tough spot, actually. And it's a little more fun for me to, after a talk, to be able to mingle with people and take questions and, you know, hear what they thought and this and that. So I'm a little mixed on that one. It's kind of a coveted spot, I guess. But I kind of miss some of the interaction that you normally have because people are rushing out to get home.
What is the talk about this time?
You know, it's I saw on the plane here that they've titled it "The What's Next." So.
Oh, it's your talk about it, you know.
They titled it. That's what I'm trying to get at. Now, it'll be somewhat a show and tell. I'm going to talk about some new work and what I've been doing recently, and hopefully inspire people as the last speaker should, I think. But a bit of a show and tell, but mostly some new work.
And what is it you're working on lately? Like, everyone knows your you know, the books that you wrote back in the day, and everyone knows you for that stuff. But you, I mean, you've still been working since then. So what is the new stuff?
I've been pretty busy, yeah. Somehow it keeps coming. The last couple weeks or months, I've been working on some stuff for Adidas, Starbucks, a flying car company, Coors Light. Got a few different things in the works.
You do that in trade, so you get a flying car for doing this work? Is that what I catch?
Well, I'm hoping, yeah. If it takes off, ha-ha. Yeah, you know, I've been involved in a lot of startups over the years, and very few of them actually started up, unfortunately.
The key with the working for the startups is money up front, I assume. Is that the best advice you give?
I wish someone had given me that.
What is the advice you give students if someone says, like, do you have any one go-to thing where they said, what do I need to do?
Well, the most important thing is to find the part or the section of the field that you're most passionate about. There's no question of it. You got to find the thing that really gets you excited, and whatever that is, and really concentrate on that, because you're going to be doing it a long time. You're going to be competing with a lot of people who are passionate about what they do. So find that area that gets you the most excited.
All right. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the show, and we'll find out tomorrow what's next.
You're going to have to get David to ride a mile at some point.
Oh yeah. Justin's got a booth here. If you ride a mile, Justin, tell him what he gets when he rides a mile on the stationary
project
bike
in Uganda, and you can either donate, or if you ride a mile, one of our sponsors will donate $40 that will give someone in Uganda water for life. So yeah, you know,
that's a great cause, great setup. I'm always a little leery about sitting on a machine.
You stand. The real problem is you hang around Justin for another hour or two. He'll have you on his cross country, San Diego to Jacksonville, and you'll be running 1,000 miles on the bike by the end of the summer.
That, David, it'd be great.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, maybe you could do a thing where you could surf from, you know, Jacksonville to England.
How does that work, Donovan? I need to show you Google Maps. That's not going to work.
I'm guessing David knows more about surfing than I do. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate.
That's possible. Possible. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, David.
Thanks for talking.
So now that you got David riding these stationary bikes for the rest of the day.
Let's talk about that. How cool is it David Carson came over here and
did you handcuff him, his leg to the bike? So I mean, he's going to be on there all day. He can't leave.
You know, I don't know. I think David is like 300 years old, but he looks like a teenager still.
Yeah, he looks good. And I'm sure he can still surf better than either of us can.
Oh, yeah. Surf, design. He's still dreamy.
Fly his car.
Right. Whatever David wants to do, he can do it.
So how's the Wheels for Water campaign going? I mean, how's the booth been going? Has this been what you wanted to do?
Yeah, the booth has been amazing. It's been wonderful to tell people about the world water crisis, but also to have people excited about participating. It's great when people come down to ride, but it's also they'll ride and then, you know, they'll pick up the jerry cans and feel how heavy they are, and then they'll walk over and donate a little bit. And that's awesome. That's what we want.
And I love it. I mean, because it is that thing that's like, we all want to design and we want to make a difference. And you guys at Rule 29 and at wheelsforwater.org are making that difference.
Ooh, I liked how you plugged the URL right there. That was really, you're a professional podcaster. Do you know that?
I've heard rumor of this, but don't believe it.
No, thank you for that. Yeah, we're pretty excited to, you know, do this. I think.
Now, was Wheels for Water, were you in Fast Time? Is that right?
Yeah, we were the Fast Company, one of the innovators, Innovation Awards this year. We were blown away and totally flattered.
Yeah, you went down to the White House or something. Did I see that right? Did you shake someone's hand?
Yeah, and then last year, President Obama had a South by South Lawn, and we were one of the organizations invited to sort of mingle and network with other people who are trying to make the world a better place. And so for me, I'm a huge presidential historian. I love reading biographies, and I just love the White House. And so we got to go there. I didn't know, but they gave us a tour, and you could blow it up with your phone, because usually you can't get your phone out in the White House on a tour. And then we had a great night, a great day, and then at the end, we're walking out, and I just go over to take a picture of the West Wing. It's kind of dark, thinking, who knows if I'll ever be in the South Lawn again, right?
Yeah, because you were on the lawn, not even like behind the fence.
No, we went through the White House, through all the main rooms, and then out the Truman balcony, you know, out the back. So all of a sudden, the Secret Service kind of walks over by where me and a couple guys I just met were, and here comes President Obama. I just assumed he'd walk right into his residence, right? And he stops, turns.
Yeah, you do the thing where you assume you're like, Obama!
I didn't feel like we could do that. I just was like, oh, there's the president. That's pretty amazing. And he turns and walks over, and he shakes all of our hands. And I said something stupid like, hey, President Obama, I'm from Chicago, too. And he's like, that's great. Thanks for coming. And, you know, but I mean, how many times you meet a president? Anyways, it was really, really special. And if you had told me that we'd be able to do the things that we've been able to do with Wheels for Water, I would say that'd be crazy. You know, we only really care about doing the work in the field, but all these other things that have happened have been just an incredible experience.
There's something nice. The accolades are great, but really they're great because they're a reaffirmation, I don't know the word there, that what you're doing is resonating, that people are taking notice, and that hopefully you are actually doing something worthwhile.
Yeah, I hope so. And I think what we love about it is it typically brings in other communities or other social networks into what we're doing, and then we're able to raise more awareness and some more support. And so that part of it is awesome. So I understand the value of it, and we're just always grateful that it happens.
All right. Well, thank you, Justin. We'll hopefully check in on you again. Is this the last day of the booth?
Last day of the booth, yeah. And then tomorrow I'm off and just have to be worried about my talk, so it'll be good.
What is the talk about this year?
The talk is called Good is Good for Business. I'm kind of taking a spin on the, you know, that old Thomas Watson quote, you know, good design is good for business. And just talk about everyone wants to have a quote-unquote good company. And so I kind of explore that a little bit and give some people some ideas on how to look at themselves and assess if their company is where it needs to be.
Okay, we look forward to seeing it. Thanks again.
Thanks, man.
And we're wrapping up the day three show. We're back at the Neenah Paper booth with Doug Griever. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Donovan?
Good. And you're specializing in the packaging aspect. I mean, that's why Neenah brought you on. We hung out at Design Camp a few years ago. What's new in packaging that I didn't know about 3 years ago in the paper?
So a couple things that are new. Really a focus in working directly with brands in using some cool Neenah papers to show them how to basically elevate their brands, you know, tie it into their whole message. And what we see a lot of interest in is a lot of recycled packaging, a lot of folks looking for 100% recycled, as well as different ways to use digital. So we're into that. We're also into the wide format world, too. So we're doing a lot more along with the packaging side.
Okay, and what do you think's next? Is paper, I mean, paper's obviously still going to be a thing, but what's the new technology that you think's, I mean, do you have any guesses?
I mean, a lot of it, I think, centers around the digital world, like getting, you know, shorter runs faster, where brands can tie in and use, you know, cool Neenah papers, but for short run.
Yeah, because not everyone can literally afford an entire roll of paper. Like, these things weigh thousands of pounds.
Correct, yeah, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, new SKUs, a lot of it where they want to have a large variety. They want to have a consistent look, but want to have each maybe have their own, you know, tweak on that look.
So, and in that case, like the HAL programs this year, I don't know if you've seen them or not, they're actually designed to, all 3,000 of them are different. So they're digitally printed, but they look great, and they're actually, I believe, they're on Neenah too. 3,000 different covers.
Yeah, so what you see is a lot of that, you know, implementing that variable data to it, you know, whether it's, you know, varying the cover, varying the content. It really allows brands to dial in specifically to their needs without having to, say, overbuy product and necessarily get to a price point.
Okay, well, Doug, we appreciate your time. Hopefully you'll be able to catch something else at the conference other than the exhibit hall, although it is fantastic down here.
You're looking forward to it. Thanks.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.